jacked up. Our internal foreign nose is always backed up. When she's alone, she goes home to a cactus. In a black dress, she's such an actress, driving me crazy. But I'm into it, but I'm into it. I'm kinda into it, it's getting crazy. I think I'm losing it, I think I'm losing it. But I think she said I'm having your baby. It's none of your business. Having your baby. It's none of your business. I'm having your baby. It's none of your business. I'm having your baby. It's none of your. It's none of your. She sits beside me like a silhouette. Hard candy dripping on me till my feet are wet. And now she's all over me, it's like I paid for it. It's like I paid for it, I'm gonna pay for this.
Hello, everybody. This is Ariana Shaloup, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio, and this is Love on Air. We have an amazing show for you today. At 4:15, we're going to be Zooming with Charlie Curtis Beard, who performed at Tufts Spring Fling this past weekend. I'm so excited. And next up, we're going to be playing Main Character Energy by Charlie.
I can make some music better than my idols. I can make a video and make that viral. I could be the protagonist with my eyes closed. So if you wanna take a pic with me, it's vital. Cause I'ma make some music better than my idols. And I'ma make a video and make that viral. And I'm the protagonist, say it with my eyes closed. So take a pic with me and do it now. Cause I might go, I might go. I be a little bit off the juice sometimes. Dress up and get in the group sometimes. Just so I can be a little goof sometimes. Ruin the whole mood too many times. I guess that I could be a little douche sometimes. Remind me why people hang around. I fess up, my first impression might miss. My close friend told me I'm a dick. Sick. I need a little juice sometimes. Feeling myself, I'm a nudging it. Got paid 100K, you deposit it. Make character energy a lot of it. I'm a little oblivious element. I'm supposed to believe in myself in a dream no one else can believe. But the lesson you need when you're out of your teens, it's not about me. Dang. Let me just say it. You know what a way to phrase it.
So nice today.
That's funny.
No, seriously, it's such a nice day for a nice little boardwalk walk.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about that guy over there. See that guy over there with the sign that says, take pic with me before I'm famous?
What a loser, man.
I'll bet he probably, like, mains Ness in Super Smash Bros.
Who is that guy anyway?
Honestly, probably a nobody.
niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a... Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to pity is the past though. That bloody Mary's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going, but she went still. Like a gentleman to be gentle. Was it a mecca dubber or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them of overflow.
Hey everyone, so we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, so I'm gonna try and reset my computer, which is connected to the music. So in the meantime, I'm gonna do some talking while we wait for my computer to reset. So this past weekend we had a very busy weekend. We had cheer formal, and then we had tough spring fling, which was both super exciting. And then Sunday we had the TUTV Golden Bows, which is sort of like the Oscars but for toughs, which was so much fun. And then we went to Curtis Hall afterwards, where we talked about the TUTV Awards, or the Tootry Awards, which are fun, silly awards that we give out to each member of TUTV based on their experience in the club the past two semesters. My computer is almost rebooted, so we're hoping for the best here. But for some reason, it was just frozen. So now we're in the midst of finals, which is going to be so much fun. I have my review boards tomorrow for SMFA because I'm a dual degree student studying art, and then my other major is undeclared. I'm going to be showing all of my artwork from the past semester to two professors and two fellow SMFA students. So good news, my computer seems to be back on and working, so we're going to try and see if this works now. So back to the Arctic Monkeys with Fluorescent Adolescent.
Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to pity is the past though. That bloody Mary's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going, but she went still. Like a gentleman had to be gentle. Was it a mecca dubber or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them of overflow, where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Oh.
That was Fluorescent Adolescent by the Arctic Monkeys. Next up, we have The Kiss of Venus by Paul McCartney and Dominic Fike. And then we'll have our interview with Charlie Curtis Beard.
The Kiss of Venus has got me on the pole. She scored a bullseye in the early morning glow. Then I asked her, have you read the paper? Okay, people talking about which side they're taking, and if you know the baby, what's your take on it? Does it make you wanna leave? 'Cause I could look the other way for you. To kiss a Venus has got me all.
All right, it is time for the interview with Charlie Curtis Beard, so let's log into our Zoom meeting. I'm super excited. Hello. Okay, let me just make sure that the audio can be heard. Can you just say something really quick, just so I can make sure? Oh no, wait, okay. I don't think I'm able to hear on the air. Okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm going to use the mic to pick up audio. Okay. Give me 1 second. All right. Okay, awesome. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I feel good. Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm Ariana, and I'm the host of Love on Air here at Tufts Radio. I'm a freshman, and this is my first year ever doing radio, which is so exciting, and I love it so far. And then I have my friend Ashley here. We came together to Spring Fling together.
Yeah, so excited to see you again.
And so I already told you this, but this interview is recorded. It'll be on the WMFO website for 2 weeks in, like, the archive. I do have some questions prepared, but I'm looking forward to seeing where the conversation goes. It's just going to be a chill time, so that's the vibes, and I'm super excited. So the first question I have for you is, what got you into making music?
Yeah, I'm also very excited, by the way. super excited to do this. Thank you for having me here.
Of course.
I just kind of was already around music, just from growing up all the time. I grew up in a church, so I was always surrounded by music. My mom played the organ, my dad played the drums. So I was just kind of always around it every week. It was just one of those things that I just did naturally. You know, me and my siblings would always just make up songs together. And I would just start making up raps that were like the worst raps you've ever heard in your life when I was 13 or so. Then when I was about in high school, I started doing slam poetry. And around that time, it just kind of clicked. Like, okay, cool. Music has always been there. Writing has always been there. Let's just combine them and go for it, for real. Music kind of was always there. It just took a while for me to just, you know, click.
That's so cool. And then what do you enjoy most about being an artist?
Being your own boss is so cool. Oh my Lord, it's so nice. I can nap when I want to. I can go wherever I want to. I can work anywhere I want. I mean, I have to work at my studio most times and all the time, but I can work wherever I want. I can go wherever I want. I don't have to ask anybody for days off. I can nap anytime. And the perks are really nice. You know, you get to go and perform in front of very cool people. Very cool schools like Tufts, and you get to do really cool things like go to conferences and go to premieres, and performing is the best feeling ever, so just being able to do that is awesome. Yeah, it's a really cool job. The perks are really great. It's a hard job, but it's nice, and it's very freeing just to be able to feel like you can do what you want, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I do some freelance, like, drawing sometimes, and I totally agree about the naps part. Like, I can just nap whenever I want when I'm working.
In college, everyone kind of naps here and there. It's, like, a normal thing. And then, like, when you get out of college, you kind of stop napping at some point, right? But when I got out of college, that's when the pandemic hit.
Then
I could nap. And then the pandemic ended, and I got this job, and I'm like, I'm still gonna nap, so I never got out of the nap.
It's okay, we're nap fans here at WMFO. what are some of your main musical influences, and what are some of your favorite, like, songs and artists that you listen to?
I like Anderson .Paak, I like Chance the Rapper, I like Kyle, I like No Name, Saba. Let's step away from rap a little bit. I love Stevie Wonder. I love Fred Hammond, a gospel artist. There's a lot of different places everywhere. I'm really into black music, I think. I think if the artist is like a black artist and just killing it, it's just kind of like, I relate to that. That's cool. My culture is awesome. It makes me feel good. I don't know, like, if that's a real thing where people just listen to other, like, artists of their race and just be like, I feel super good and represented right now. That's awesome. But I have, like, just a strong bond with, like, music in general, and I was very heavily influenced and raised on gospel music from black artists. So any artist that's just killing it and it's like a black artist, I'm just like, I'm for this. This is cool, you know?
That's awesome. What do you think inspires you to make music? Is it, like, the artist that you're inspired by, or are there other things that make you want to write music?
No, music's just in my blood. I could not be inspired by another artist ever again in my life and I'd still make music. It's not because of all those people. It's just a product of it for sure, if that makes sense. I would do music no matter what. It's just been in my blood since I was a kid. Is what I'm supposed to do, like is what I'm born to do. I just think it just makes me happy. It fills me with joy. The expression part of it, like getting a song that feels good to me and making that from my head and putting that like into a tangible product feels amazing. And sharing that with people who also love it feels amazing. Performing that to people who love it is the best feeling in the world. These things just bring me genuine joy and happiness. Sharing my music with the world gives me joy and happiness. And I think the best part is being able to make a community with just sounds. And people just mess with you so hard that they're just like, bet, I'm a ride or die. And you guys can make a community together. That's just a really cool part of music. And that's what makes me happy with music personally. But, you know, inspiration's great. I get inspired by people all the time. And I think that, you know, getting inspired from people makes me make music better. But if it weren't for the inspiration, I'd still do it.
Awesome. So I know that you share a lot of your music on TikTok. So what first got you into TikTok and how long have you been on the app?
So I was actually on Vine when I was in high school. Nice. And when the pandemic hit, I tried TikTok a few times before the pandemic and I was like, eh, whatever. Then the pandemic hit and I really had nothing better to do with my life at all. I was like working from home and I was like, all right, like, let's just try this. It's like Vine, right? And I had some success on Vine, so I could probably find some success here. Then I just instantly like found a community of people that were all based in music. And there was a huge community of music and musicians during the pandemic that just poured into TikTok. And when you find that sense of community, it just pulls you in immediately. And it was a realization of, oh, this isn't for fun. This isn't a joke. This can actually change my life if I take this seriously and do it for real. And then it just kind of went from there. You know, I love that TikTok has that sort of sense of community. I love that social media makes the world smaller in a sense. And that's just kind of what got me into it. It was just for fun at first. And I didn't realize that it could change my music career and change my life, you know?
Yeah, that's so cool. Cause I've come up with I've like met so many like cool like artists like just like on my For You page, just like looking at different musicians, and that's how I've played a lot of artists that I just found from TikTok on this radio show, which I think is so cool, and I wouldn't have found them otherwise.
Exactly, that's really cool, right? It's, you know, TikTok makes the world smaller, introduces you to a ton of new artists. It's a cool thing. Excuse me, so sorry. I like Ashley, she's so funny. She's just back there like the whole time like
I'm just a hype person right now.
So I know you played at Tough Spring Fling this past weekend. What was your experience playing at Tough Spring Fling?
I didn't meet. I'm joking. Yeah, I played at Tough Spring Fling. For Cheat Codes and Flo Rida. I have to let the whole world know over and over. It's the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. That show was awesome. You guys were pretty rowdy, huh?
Oh my gosh.
You guys were rowdy.
That front row, that was during Cheat Codes, the whole barricade moved forward. It like moved off of the wood panel. I was scared.
I've never played a show like that in my life. I've only seen that happen like through TV or my phone screen, right? Mm-hmm. I've never seen a crowd that rowdy before. So yeah. I was just taken aback. I'm like, I'm the opener. People are falling over. What is happening right now? Yeah. It was wild, but it was cool. That was a really good experience. The sound was awesome, and the sheer amount of people was kind of gnarly. I don't play shows with like thousands of people that often, so that was really cool. It's always awesome to be able to see that many eyes looking at you put on a show. I don't get nervous I just get really excited. So I was like, angsty. I was like ready to get on stage and just do it. It was a fun time. It was a fun time, especially all the people that were in the front. Y'all were vibing so hard. I saw you over there, Ari. You were vibing so hard.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah, I've been to concerts before, but I've never been in, like, the pit before, and it was an experience, to say the least. And then the question that everybody's dying to know is, what was your experience meeting Flo Rida?
Oh. Yeah, it was actually really funny. I showed him this video I made announcing that I was opening for him, and he thought it was really funny, because I told him about the time at the Grammy after party show. For the listeners who don't know what I'm talking about, basically what happened was I went to the Grammy after party and Flo Rida was playing the Grammy app, like the Grammys after party show. And so, first of all, it was mind-blowingly good. I had no idea that Flo Rida could put on that good of a show. I'm just being honest. He's a cool artist. We all love him. I did not know this dude had that many hits, man. I went to the Grammy show and I was just like, oh my God, that is also a Flo Rida song. Oh my gosh, that is also a Flo Rida song. And he just like played an hour of just straight bangers. And I was just like, what is happening right now? His band was tight, his hype men, his dancers, they were all so lit. And so, you know, he does this thing where he invites all the girls on stage for like Low, and then he invites all the guys on stage for It's Going Down For Real. Mm-hmm. So he invited guys on stage. I was like in the front, so I just hopped on stage immediately, and I was just so hyped. And turns out that his security, it got too rowdy, and his security, I got too like close to him, and I was filming and being obnoxious, and his security kind of like shoved me to the side.
Oh, no.
And it was really fun. So they were just like, get off stage, bro, get off stage. It's like, my bad, you're right, I'm gonna go. So when I met him I like showed him a video of me explaining that story and explaining how I was actually opening for him now. And he thought it was really funny. He saw him and he was like, I looked so tired. You were very tired, buddy. So then we got to take a picture and he followed me on IG. It was a cool moment.
Oh,
you know,
so
we're
cool
buddies now.
That's so awesome.
Sorry, that was a long-winded answer, my bad.
No, I really appreciate the story. That was awesome. I watched that video of you announcing that you were opening for Flo Rida, and I particularly loved the part at the end where you made the parody of The Club Can't Handle Me Right Now.
Right. I'm a little too goofy for my own good sometimes.
It's okay, me too. What is your favorite song of yours to perform?
Pretty and Petty. Yeah.
Nice.
I do this thing where I make the crowd kind of crouch down the best they can, and then we all come up together and start jumping, and it's phenomenal. 9 out of 10 times it works. 9 out of 10 times it works. Usually for bigger stages, it doesn't work as well because it's so crowded that people can't really get down. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard. But in venues where it's like closed space, it works pretty well. It's just awesome because that part of the song, everyone just kind of jumps. Like they start feeling it. And I always put it pretty early in the set. So they're like, okay, I get what's going on now. Mm-hmm. And that's when it clicks for everyone that we're about to have fun. So it's just awesome. That moment's so cool when mm-hmm. you just see it and everyone's just jumping up and down. It's like a sea of people doing this. It's the coolest thing to see. It's the coolest thing to see ever. It's crazy. So that's my favorite song to perform, Pretty and Petty.
Nice. Yeah. And then walk me through a little bit of what your songwriting process looks like.
I'm shrugging. I don't know. It changes so often. It's so different. I don't know. I can think of an idea and write about that idea. I can make a beat and then think of an idea for that beat. I could wake up with a melody in my head and then make a beat around that. There's so many different ways, and it happens so differently that honestly, even at this point, there's not really any consistent way I do it. I used to sit down and make a beat and then write to it, but nowadays I think of the concept first, usually, what I want to write about, and then I kind of tailor the beat and the sound around that. But also, you know, I get inspired from TikToks, and I'll just, like, take audio clips, and I don't know. It's so different. There's no one way.
Yeah, I know some of your songs include beats from TikTok. Do you have a favorite TikTok like song that you've made, like based on a TikTok audio?
I only have one right now, and it's Good Girls, Bad Girls. It's the only one I have right now.
Okay.
I am about to release a song called Buns that has one too, and that's probably my favorite. It's gonna be really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's see what else.
Let's see what else.
What do you think is your biggest musical challenge, and what do you enjoy most about being an artist? So, like, to answer that.
My biggest musical challenge is right now. My biggest musical challenge is figuring out how to make a song go viral. Like, I don't know. This is so hard. I've done it a few times, but I got so blessed. It wasn't really my doing. I just got really blessed. So just trying to figure out how to make a song blow up. That's the hard part for me. I'm independent, so I don't really have a team of people around me. Hopefully, Lord's willing, you know, I can do it pretty soon. We'll crack the code and we'll make it happen. But that's the hardest challenge musically. I don't really have trouble when it comes to making music. It's just promoting it is the hard part. Yeah.
Nice.
What's the next question?
Yeah, that was good. That was a good answer. and then where have you played out for shows besides Tough Spring Fling? And what are your some of your favorite memories from playing out?
What shows have I played other than Tufts?
Yeah.
Oh, I played a lot. I played a lot of shows. I went on tour last year during October and November. So I played a lot of different venues in New York, Chicago. I used to live in Chicago, so I played a lot in Chicago. I played VidCon, where we opened for SZA.
Oh, cool.
Last summer. So that was really fun. That was pretty similar to the Florida thing. yeah, I played a lot of different venues. They're some of my favorite memories. Tufts was a really good one. I did this show in LA at the Troubadour, and that was a really good show. Everyone really liked it. I don't know, tour was cool. I have a very fun time performing, yeah. What's the second question again?
Then what do you enjoy most? What do you enjoy most from, oh wait, no, that was, that answered the question, yeah. what are your dreams for your music career in the future? Like, where do you see yourself in a few years?
That's a good question. Yeah, I think in the next 2 to 3 years, I would love to have that viral song or that song that blows up that everyone likes. And I would love to have it so it opens those doors so I can go on tour. You know, I want to headline a tour. I want to tour in Europe. I want to tour in Asia. You know, I think being signed could be really cool, just so I can have a team of people with me, you know, and not everything coming directly out of my pocket, or, you know, me having to do all the work all the time. You know, I want a lot of different things. I want to be able to give back to my community too. I want to be successful enough where I can put on shows and put artists on, or I can give back to a lot of different, you know, black artists or black people in general. I want to get back to my community. So the next few years, I want to be able to do all of that stuff. Mainly, I just want to be able to have the freedom to do what I want and the ability to do it, the means to do it. You know, I don't want to have to worry about, you know, the bills and stuff. I just want to be able to play my music and go on tour.
That's awesome. If you ever come back to Boston, I'll be there.
Oh, you better.
Yeah, of course.
Gotta come through, you know. We need all the Tufts 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
I'll headline it one day, maybe. We'll see.
How is your music set up? Do you record at home, or do you have a studio elsewhere to record your music?
I have my studio here at home.
Nice.
Yeah.
Would you have any advice for artists or songwriters wanting to follow in your footsteps? And if you could pass on any wisdom to the next generation of artists, what would that be?
Oh, First of all, follow my footsteps in what way? What do you mean?
Your amazing raps and how you've been viral on TikTok like multiple times and how you hit a million on the talk.
I mean, don't follow my footsteps. Do your own thing. Do what you want to do. Just be yourself at it and be consistent. Those are only two things we need. Just be yourself and be consistent. Figure out your voice. Figure out how to say what you gotta say, and then do it consistently. That's basically it. You don't have to follow my footsteps. I feel like I want to retract some of my footsteps and go a different way sometimes. So, whatever. Secondly, the newer generation of artists. That makes me feel old when you ask that question. What do you mean by that? Because I'm not like. First of all, I'm not that old, and secondly, I'm like not even a very established artist yet. No, I'm joking with you. Okay, so to the newer generation of artists.
Yeah, like the next generation, like the people that are in high school right now, or the people that are in like middle school right now that are looking to make music.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, high schoolers and middle schoolers. I could do that. If it's what you want to do, I would say figure out a way to get your music out there by yourself. The earlier you do it, the better, because you can't rely on people to produce for you all the time. You can't rely on people to record you all the time. So I think getting in there and figuring out how to do it yourself is a huge asset, because when you were an artist 20 years ago, you didn't have to know how to do that stuff. You'd go get it done, maybe poorly, and you could take a little demo tape to a label and be like, hey, here's what I have. And they'd be like, okay, cool, we'll take this. We'll see if the single does really well on the radio. And if it does, cool, we'll make an album. And then that was just the way to do it. It was really hard to get a demo. It was really hard to do all that stuff. But nowadays, everyone does it. Anyone can do it. It's not as impressive anymore to just have a song, right? So, you know, the thing you have to learn how to do is just make a song. Whether it's recording yourself in the studio on your laptop or learning how to put four tracks together to make a beat. Just learn how to do those basic things, and it'll take you so much further than people, because now we have people that can't even do that, and they can't even make their own song or promote their own song on an app because they don't know how to do those things. But if you learn how to do it when you're in high school or middle school, like I did, you'll be in good shape. Trust me, it's well worth the time. Well worth the time.
Awesome. That's great advice. That's pretty much the end of the questions that I have. I mean, do you have any questions for the Tufts radio host?
Yeah, Tufts, why aren't you playing more Charlie Curtis Beard on your radio station, first of all? Okay? That's what I need to know. Is it because I don't have radio edits? Don't even worry. I'll send them your way.
Okay.
That's my fault. Secondly, hey, Tufts students, are you following me yet? No? Why not? Do you hate me? What's going on here? I thought we had a special bond. So you should hop on Instagram, follow me, or Spotify, bump my music, you know?
Yeah. You hear that, students of Tufts? And then
how did you guys like the show?
Oh my gosh, I loved it. This was my first spring fling, and it was Ashley's first spring fling as well, and it was amazing. I particularly loved your set. It was you got the crowd so hype, which was just so insane, and I've never seen that before in a concert, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's a different kind of show. I know people get annoyed because they're like, I don't want to sing and jump, but I'm like, oh, well, we're going to have to, so we're going to try. You guys were really, really hyped. I remember seeing you guys in the front row. It was really cool. It was really cool. I know that everyone was squishing you. We had to ask people to step back like 8 times, but
yeah.
You were coming down. You were giving me a lot of energy I needed, so thank you.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Of course. But yeah, that's kind of it. But it was so great having you on the air with us. I really appreciate you taking the time to join Love on Air today. And I'm going to continue playing your music here at WMFO. If you want to send the radio edits my way, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I can send a song with a radio edit, so.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course, of course. Bye. All right, that was Charlie Curtis Beard, everybody, and now we're going to be playing his song, Lollipop.
Every time the beat drops, she dancing and living free. Empathetic with no jealousy, just like Vanellope. She's the main character, it's in her energy. Extra vanilla and all of her recipe. She like it sweet, she a vegan only during the week. But when it's the weekend, she wanting the lollipop.
Call my baby lollipop, tell you why. His kiss is sweeter than an apple pie. And when he does a shaky rockin' dance, man, I haven't got a chance. I call him
I'm the type of guy that like her. Sugar rush with every touch, I get hyper. Hyper when I feel the sweetness inside her. Cause she pop, 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 pop like Martinelli cider. Live in my head like a permanent tinted of peppermint breath of fresh air. We're kissing, there's never a doubt cause I give it the benefit. Image life for the least, she is living it. Every day is a cornucopia of colors and cravings, impeccable taste. She bring me up a piece I never could waste. I'm not at the beach, but I'm feeling her waves. A delicate thing and more than I ever could please. But someone she wanted to be is a lollipop. Oh my.
Call my baby lollipop, tell you
digital world, digital boy meets digital.
That was Digital Silence by Peter McPoland. Next up, we have another song from Charlie Curtis Beard. This is Pretty and Petty, also known as a song that Charlie Curtis Beard loves to play loves to perform the most.
He was impressed by the loveliness of her hair, her delicate mouth.
Oh, that's music to my ears. Oh, my. She's only into me because I'm famous, but she don't know what that means. Need a ruby to feel like a queen, pretty and petty, but hey, that's okay with me. Immaculate energy with the way she's always moving to the beat. And I'm moody with the moon that swings, pretty and petty, but hey, that's okay with me. Alright, oh my, I really just got verified. Now she all of my DMs, a carpe diem is an everyday part of her life. Wait a minute, I think she believing that I'm like an actual kind of celebrity. She assuming that CC be easily giving out VVS's that I ever need. Not really, I'm not there yet. Let her believe in the myth like Yeti. Need a good head, but her head like Yeti. Tell her we can get it popping like confetti. Keep one eye on her like Betty. Wop, she wop when the camera ready. All expectations and fabrications, I'll entertain it cause she pretty and petty, oh my. She's only into me cause I'm famous, but she don't know what that means. Need a ruby to feel like a queen, pretty and petty, but hey, that's okay with me. Immaculate energy with the way she's always moving to the beat. And I'm moody with the moon that swings, pretty and petty, but hey, that's okay with me. Is she the petty one cause she only wanna mention? Or am I the petty one cause I'm liking the attention? Tell me how much clout will be enough.
Got me rich with all
her
love,
yeah. Is she the petty one cause she only wanna mention? Or am I the petty one cause I'm liking the intention? Tell me how much clout will be enough.
Got me rich with all her love,
yeah. She's only into me cause I'm famous but she don't know what that means. Need a ruby to feel like a queen, pretty and petty, but hey, that's okay with me. Immaculate energy with the way she's always moving to the beat. And I'm moody with them on the swings, pretty and petty, but hey, that's okay with me. She's only into me cause I'm famous, but she don't know what that means. Need a movie to feel like a queen, pretty and petty, but hey, that's okay with me. Immaculate energy with the way she's always moving to the beat. And I'm moody with them on the swings, pretty and petty, but hey, that's okay with me.
You see what you see online. You think you would love my life. Can't really read between the lines.
That was Pretty and Petty by Charlie Curtis Beard. Next up, we have another song that I found on the talk. This is Music Box by Leith Ross.
Past the fourth turn by the barn where Mrs. Fullman lived till she passed on, there is a cottage by the lakeside where fairies come out at night. There's a music box in the bedroom, it's playing songs. If you listen for long enough, you'll fall asleep and might wake up. Walking in a wonderland, played in by a marching band, reaching for a peach on a shiny purple tree. A butterfly the size of you offers to go flying with you. Climb onto her back and doze off as you.
There's a music box in the building.
That was Music Box by Leith Ross. Now we're going to do a PSA for you all. This is the Donations Drive PSA. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 Donations Drive. If you'd like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu, under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click on Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping keep it freeform. Now we're going to be playing probably the last song of the semester here at Love on Air. It has been an amazing first year having a radio show here at Tufts Community Radio. I have been so grateful for this experience, and it's been amazing trying out radio for the very first time, having multiple interviews on air, and meeting countless friends who are also DJs through the process. It was just amazing, and so I'm going to end it off today with Harvey by Hers, which is a classic and one of my favorite songs by the band Hers. And once again, this is Ariana Shaloub, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for a great year, and have a great summer.
We'll be right back.
So I think we actually have time for one more song. So this is Late Night Talking by Harry Styles. And once again, this is Ariana Shaloup, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hollywood or Bishop's Gate.